Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Let me see if this says, nope.
I can say his name. Al writes this morning, gents. Yes, hotels are open. I run a hotel revenue consulting company working with hotels around the country. The demand has fallen to next to nothing. However, there are a few hotels doing well with the following. Truck drivers and construction workers who are still working, and we see them
on the road.
Some of our rooms.
Yeah.
Locals wanting to find a place to smoke weed, do meth, sell drugs, party, etc. Finding it easier to book the rooms as the rates have dropped dramatically. Guys, gals needed to take care of their side piece. It's a bit tougher to
They
need to have an excuse to leave the house, but they are getting creative. Husbands and wives that have kids at home and are unable to take care of it at home have been booking a night or just a day to take care of Tyler's needs.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, you wrote Tyler's needs in that email?
No, Dad's needs, but he did put Tyler in parentheses there. Yeah. Overall, the hotel market
Daddy's
is not well.
He's got needs.
But thanks to folks like the above, we are finding a way to keep doors open.
Yeah, I just got a text from a buddy of mine who's like a regional manager for But he said for 3 days last week he had a Hampton Inn all to himself.
Really?
That's a dream for a regional manager.
Did they go downstairs and have a croissant on them and everything? Breakfast in the morning?
Yeah, naked in the hot tub.
Yeah,
you know, why not?
Yeah.
You got the whole place to yourself.
That's kind of weird.
I bet he got a lot of work done.
Be like, good morning, Mr. Johnson.
Right.
Everybody know your name.
Oh, wouldn't he be Mr.?
Yeah.
Be right up, Jim.
Yeah, Jim. What's up, Jim?
Naked at the gym?
Naked.
Why not?
Why not?
Wow. That guy's living the life.
Yes, he is.
He's not.
Well, he's a regional manager.
He's not.
He made regional manager. Your character was almost regional manager. He was aspiring to be regional manager.
He thought he was close.
Yeah, he was.
But he was not.
Was he even regional manager material, or did he just think he was?
No, he just built his entire life up around that goal, and it was never going to happen. That became not so much fun to write when I realized it was about my stand-up career.
Well, you got to base it on something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was a tough realization. I'm like, oh, wait.
Oh, this guy is
You're aspiring to be this guy. You're writing a parallel script, basically, right?
Yeah. If you took regional manager out of all those and put comedian, it's pretty close to, you know, what I've been doing.
Man, this guy is such a loser.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
And now you're headliner. And now you're real regional manager. He's coming up next. Right, exactly.
It was on this date in 2019. You might remember where you were when research published by Nature said pigs' brains were partly brought back to life at Yale University.
Well, to check with Dr. Mino on that.
Yeah, yeah. They're making zombies.
I think she was sworn to secrecy.
Yeah, I think so.
About bringing the pig brain back to life.
Right. Yeah, that sounds like Frankenstein stuff, doesn't it? Right there.
I'm a little disappointed.
Do liberal Ivy League schools there, messing with Jesus.
The Undead Hogs.
That's right. That's a great band name.
I thought we were better friends. I thought she could tell us about something like that.
No. She had to kill us, probably.
I was suggesting that she probably did tell us a year ago, and we forgot.
Probably have to kill
Maybe.
Us.
Maybe. But I think she didn't tell us, because Tyler blabs.
I was texting Dr. Beanie last night. She's amazing.
She's
helped me out with something else.
Oh, I was exchanging texts with her buddy, Doc Ed.
Oh, good. We're talking next week?
And we're going to talk to him on Monday.
Cool. No longer you'll hear Dr. Oz on this show because he's an idiot. And Dr. Phil's actually worse.
I didn't see what Dr. Phil did.
He basically said, he was on Fox. He basically said,
Phil?
Yes, Dr. Phil. Basically said, you got to find the audio, Craig. He basically said, you know what? We don't shut down the world for car accidents.
And cigarettes.
Yeah, he did that in analogy.
Yeah, good God.
And he's always been an idiot, and I've always hated that guy. He's pop culture crap psychologist, you know. David Letterman was right. He's a piece of crap. Oz, I feel bad for, because we used to have a decent relationship with Dr. Oz. But when you say kids can die and it's okay, even though he apologized, I'm not going to give him a platform anymore. Other people will, but, you know, we're not.
I saw Gupta spin Oz.
Oh, I saw that, too.
Did he know Oz?
He hasn't talked to him about it.
Kind of.
Right. It sounds like
Oz
he
came
is
back
aware
and apologized. But still, I don't want to give him a platform.
Yeah, that's a tough apology, too.
Yeah,
I know.
I didn't mean kids could. Because I heard the actual quote from Oz,
yes.
And it was not good.
I heard it as well.
It was not good.
I heard it as well, and I heard the Goop to spin, and it's a little bit better.
A little bit, but
little.
Not much.
Right.
But you would think, as a doctor, what Oz said wouldn't even cross your mind.
No, and not say it out loud.
Because you have the Hippocratic Oath to. Yeah, you know, it's not an economic oath, and it sounded like he was more about the money.
It was horrible.
In case you missed it, Dr. Oz basically said, it's okay if 2 or 3% of school kids die.
Basically.
Yeah.
Not lying.
That seemed to be...
You're not even paraphrasing.
That was acceptable collateral damage,
to get
apparently.
The kids back in school.
Yeah.
They're going to have to take one for the team.
And Dr. Phil did all false equivalencies about other things that kill people, and he was worse. If it could be worse than kids dying, Dr. Phil was.
Do both of those guys still work for Oprah?
I don't know.
Because Oprah couldn't be happy.
No.
If she heard both those guys going off yesterday.
No.
She's checking her text. She's like, good God, guys.
Oh, screw Dr. Phil.
They're both on the same day?
Yes.
You've had a bad day at work if you have to get on TV and be like, hey, sorry, I said it'd be okay if all those kids died.
Yeah. I don't think. Yeah.
Hang on.
Well, it was Fox.
Yeah. Bacon price check on aisle two here. Right. Joe America.
Bacon price going up?
I have no idea. Like I said, I've never checked the price once in my entire life.
So you're telling me, say you get three packs of, what is a pack of bacon?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Again, I've never priced
it. Okay, Joe, you're telling me someday you can hand, say you use cash, and you buy one pack of bacon, and you hand a guy a 50, if he gives you no change back, you'll just walk out and not think anything of it, right?
Oh, I would think.
I'd be happy.
Yeah. 50 to me would sound a little steep.
Right.
I
am walking away with bacon. That's part of the story I'm paying attention to.
That's true, Joe.
Right. This is a complete guess. And this may not be the case now, but I'm going to say $6 or $7 for a pound of bacon.
So if you hit a guy 20 and he keeps it 20 and you walk out.
I would say that seemed a little expensive.
But you're still going to say I'm happy, right?
Yeah.
You're not even going to ask a question.
I'm not going to argue with him.
Hey, it must be $20.
Right. Can you go back and check the price on that?
Yeah.
Does that sound about right, Joe? $6, $7, or am I way off?
I'm guessing maybe. I don't know.
I'm on your side, though. I'm not a big bacon guy, but I've never looked at prices. When I had two nickels to rub together as a single guy, I'd walk in, I'd just buy something, I'd buy it, you know? I'll buy it, you know?
59-millimeter shells is probably a little bit more.
That's a good point.
But I have no idea.
I was calling about the... pig coming back to life.
The pig brains, right.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's possible, but this morning, I know my bacon was smiling at me.
That's the quarantine talking there, Joe. Be safe, brother.
Yeah, my wife will talk about grocery prices a lot.
Yeah.
She said things were more expensive yesterday. She went, I'm like, what happened?
Really? Yeah.
She's just like, stuff's more expensive. Yeah, if I would have been paying attention to her, she'll be like, grapes were $4. And I'll be like, oh.
Yeah, I don't know either. Okay. My wife's good about that kind of stuff,
too. Is that surprising? I don't know.
I have no idea either. And that's not because I just don't care. I just never looked at prices at grocery stores, you know?
Yeah.
And my wife does, too, all the time, obviously.
Oh, like the price of a case of beer.
For the good stuff.
For bacon?
10 to 15 a pound. Wow. That has gone up quite a bit.
All right.
Because I seem to remember it being in the single digits. Again, I really don't pay attention to stuff.
You're buying some premium bacon.
Yeah, that's premium
10,
bacon there.
You can go to the store and find it for $4 to $6, $7.
Yeah, what about the ripples through the pig industry, though? Is that the term we're using?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that term.
Rippling through the pig industry.
Yeah, you've rippled the pig industry before once or twice.
We all have.
Buzz?
Yeah, I know.
Nick dropping the puss. Yeah.
Richard on Facebook gets the smoked peppered kind of bacon.
Oh, you're making me hungry now, man. Yeah, you know, the places that deliver food to us, by the way, still do takeout. Maybe we should eventually bring back some food.
You got some of this, Puss. Christy had a friend who just recently got in the bacon business and sent us a bunch of it. And I think it is one of that premium, $10 to $15 a pound kind of bacon.
Yeah, because it was really good. And I want some more of this. Let me look up. Oh, no. No.
I love the,
never mind.
I love the term. I just love the sentence, recently got into the bacon business.
Yeah.
How do you do that? Just start a pig farm?
I don't know.
I love that. I've recently got in the bacon business.
I don't know what he was doing where he decided, oh, I want to get into bacon.
Got it.
I want to start selling bacon.
Well, Joe's going to call back. How do you do that?
Yeah, you gave me
artistic sign and design and pig farm.
You gave me like two packages of that stuff, and it was awesome. Like my wife cooked it up, and she's like, where can we find some more of this? Well, let me look. And it's
you said nah.
This is rich man's bacon. This is not our stuff.
It's rich man's bacon.
My wife bought one of those big. She said it was more expensive. Yes, but she just ended up getting like the big pack from Costco. That's all like the microwavable bacon.
Okay, got it. Yeah,
that's not really bacon. I don't think.
You
it's
go
fine.
To the store.
You stack it up enough.
My wife found toilet paper yesterday. I was happy about that.
Was it behind the books?
We were getting low. and then she threw it away.
She tossed it. Yeah.
She threw away my old stash
she
of toilet
it was
paper.
Old.
Shut up.
Yeah. My wife finds some too. I get a text. I'm like, that's how sad our lives are now. Yeah, I got toilet paper. I'm like, yes.
I said the same thing. Yeah. She was going to the store when I got home from work yesterday, and I wake up from that nap. The first thing I say to her is, hey, did you get toilet paper? Yes, yes.
Like, all right, today's a victory.
She didn't hoard. She just got a big pack, one pack, you know.
The reports I get are paper products are increasingly easier to find now.
Depending on what time you go. Mm-hmm. I've been to stores still, and toilet paper's been gone.
I've seen photos of recent in like the last week of like a dozen pallets of it at Costco.
Good. Just yeah, well, Costco, yeah.
Down the middle of the aisle.
Right. So apparently the hoarders have all they need for the meantime?
Well, yeah. Somehow things are catching up.
Well, and they don't see other people hoarding it. Like Craig reported, that's why people hoard it, because they see, well, that guy's got a cart full. I must need a cart full.
Oh, yeah. Earlier this week, you said, for the life of you, you can't come up with the best reason why we're out of toilet paper.
Right.
And last week, we did the article that explained it perfectly.
Yeah.
And it was basically that it's a low margin, low profit product, and we know exactly how much we're going to use.
Well,
and so
we do. People did hoard it. Though.
No. Before this.
Oh, I got it.
Before this.
Yes,
we
right.
know exactly how much we're going to use. We know how much goes to businesses. We know how much is going to residential.
Right.
And the factories are maxed out at that.
The right. dynamic has shifted in industrial toilet paper, like the kind when you poop at work, you get different toilet paper.
It is different.
And they would have to set up the plants differently to make home toilet paper as opposed to toilet paper they put in restaurants and workplaces.
I'm lucky we have some this morning.
Yeah, we just don't have it.
Yeah.
Why can't they have the good stuff everywhere?
I don't get it.
Well, cheap, because the cheaper stuff, it's more more recycled material.
That's rich man's toilet paper. That's why.
And the stuff going to businesses. And the stuff going to businesses, it's a different quality. They've got more recycled stuff.
Do really upscale restaurants still have just like the, industrial roll of toilet paper?
I think they
have the nice stuff?
Yeah, they did better stuff. I actually don't poop at nice restaurants.
I've never really paid attention to that until now.
The finest business class toilet paper still rotten?
Yeah, if you're at like a white tablecloth, nice, dressed-up place.
You're not dumping.
Yeah.
But women go in there and they wipe.
Bacon.
They wipe.
But now I'm curious.
In that case, I would wipe my ass with the white tablecloth.
Just looking for something soft.
Have to take it with you then.
Well, that's a good question. Some fancy
to the bathroom,
French restaurant in New York.
Well, you just
do they have good toilet paper?
Well, I don't think any kind of restaurant's going to charge you $40-$50 an entree is going to have good toilet paper.
No, you would think.
You would hope.
Yeah. They've got a maitre d' in there, and your finger's still poking through the paper.
Right.
And Todd, you realize to do the tablecloth thing, to use that, you'd have to pull off that yanking it out from under all the plates thing.
Yeah. And I can do that.
I don't think you got that. I don't think that's in your repertoire.
Maybe a napkin. Maybe a nice napkin.
The flowers are still standing.
Mm-hmm.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So there's a woman in Utah making some masks, you know, the face masks that we're all supposed to wear now.
Yeah, my wife's cranking them out.
That's
she makes
good.
About 50 a day.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Well, this woman is selling them for about 20 bucks a piece. But the unique portion of these is that they have penises all over the masks. They're just... It's just the fabric has a bunch of penises all over it.
That's where you're getting pushed.
I've asked her to do that, but apparently the Nebraska Med Center doesn't want that.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. This is what the woman says.
Keep the kids laughing.
The penises, she said the penises on this fabric are small enough to where the only way you can see them is if you are too close.
Yeah, you're looking real close, right.
And I was amused by that.
That's smart.
That makes sense.
Put a big vagina right there on your face.
Well,
wear a mask.
And wear a mask.
Well, I'm going to have to go find the mask here after a bit.
Sorry. It sounded good.
And in small print, does it say, if you see penises, you're too close?
It doesn't need to.
I put up a link on Facebook and Twitter here.
All right.
So you can see tiny penises on her mask.
If you're too close.
All right. Live That's reports smart. From the grocery store, $4.99 to $6.99 for the... For most people's bacon.
Regular bacon.
Yeah. This just in.
The middle of the road bacon. Not the rich man stuff.
Yeah. They should just call it that middle of the road bacon. That sounds like roadkill. We found a possum. It's bacon.
I feel like a 4 o'clock local newscast.
I know.
Let's go to our grocery store sponsors and give you the best prices on various food items.
Yeah. And say it with a straight face, too.
Yeah. Millions of people who are using tax filing services like H&R Block, TurboTax, Jackson Hewitt are looking at a delay getting the stimulus checks to their bank accounts. It's because the IRS that if you chose some of the options, the IRS does not have your direct deposit information.
Got it.
Here's the thing. Many of these places, in order to get your tax refund, well, in order to pay for it, first of all, they say one of the options is, would you like us to take payment for this out of your refund? And that's one way that the government does not have your direct deposit information.
That's horse hockey, isn't it? It's not coming out of your taxes next year.
Apparently it might be.
That's misinformation, is it?
I don't know.
No. Talking about paying for it through paying to...
Oh, okay.
To put your tax, file your income taxes. It doesn't cost anything for federal under a certain amount, but for state it does.
Okay.
And they say that one of the options to pay for this before they file it is, do you want us to take this money out of
the check
your
getting.
Refund?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now then, in that case, the IRS doesn't have your direct deposit because everything's got to go through the company then. Because they're paying for it, they get your refund, they issue you a check.
Right.
That way you're not going to get it. If you pay money in, if you have to pay in, I just talked to someone who had to pay in, and they're not getting their stimulus check.
At all?
Yet.
Okay.
Because they don't have, because the direct deposit information isn't there.
Got it.
Because they didn't give it.
It's a cluster. Surprise.
It's almost like there's no leadership anywhere.
They're also running out of money for those small business loans.
That's out.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, but they are covering the important things like getting the signature on it. You know, getting the right guy's signature on there.
and getting Confederate flags in the state capital of Michigan.
Yeah. If you got a...
That Southern heritage.
If you got an advance on your tax refund, the same thing is true as well.
Yeah. Losers, in other words.
Well,
by the way, do you see any people of color at the Michigan protest?
Nope.
Because that was just a
political rally. It's a Trump
rally.
Right. Yeah. They're having one in my home state, too, I saw.
Because if they were protesting something like police violence,
Trump friends are going to go
that crowd would say, well, why don't those guys get a job? Why don't those guys go out and volunteer? Mm-hmm. Apparently, these people have nothing better to do. But it's okay if a bunch of whiteys gather.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've got a good reason.
Oh, yeah.
Red hats.
And guns.
Guns, red hats, and Confederate flags. Thank you for listening. You're one of those group, by the way. I don't know if you can, but thank you for listening. Stick around for more bacon prices.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.